Hello, this is Mace Haraf, and welcome to the Medical Sales Guru Podcast. This is the free podcast for medical sales professionals. If you're like most medical sales professionals, you probably think that your biggest competition right now is your competition. In other words, the other sales representative who sells that which you sell. If you sell a widget and he sells a widget, well, that's your competition. I hate to tell you this, but that's not your biggest competition. Your biggest competition right now is whether or not you can remain relevant as a salesperson, because the world of healthcare is changing, and it's changing very rapidly. What am I talking about? Well, let me be blunt. Salespeople in the world, as we know it, are becoming irrelevant. If you're a salesperson, and I assume you listen to this because you're a medical sales representative, this also applies to you, although you may have not yet have felt it. Let me get into a little detail here. Have you bought a car lately, or do you know anyone who has bought a car lately? Well, if you have, what was the process that you went through in order to buy that vehicle? If you're like most people today, and I mean most people I know, I don't know what the actual statistics are, but you probably researched it where? Online. You went and looked at all the different models you were considering, looked at what features and options were available, and made a choice. Before making that choice, you might have gone to a dealership and test drove a few of the vehicles to help you decide. But even before you got to that vehicle and before you took the test drive, you had a pretty good idea in your head what kind of car you wanted, the features that you wanted in it, and lastly, what you were going to pay for it. Now, prior to the internet, where did you get all of this information? That's right. You got it from a salesperson at a car dealership. But you don't need that salesperson anymore. In other words, that salesperson, at least in terms of the traditional role that we always saw that salesperson in, has become irrelevant. You no longer need that salesperson to buy a car. What do you need a salesperson for if you're buying a car? About the only thing is to complete the transaction. In other words, take the money, sign the papers, and hand you the car keys. Maybe a test drive in between, okay? But one of the most valuable services that salespeople provided in all industries, which was they were the disseminators of product information and knowledge, they're no longer needed for that. So let's talk about you, the medical sales professional. What do you provide to your customers? Well, certainly, you provide product information and knowledge. So here's a question. Can they get that product information and knowledge without you? Hopefully you answered yes, because that's the answer. The answer is yes. Your company or the companies that you represent probably have a website that have the products listed on their website and also have detailed descriptions of their products on their website. So the customer can find it there. So you don't really serve that function anymore, or even if you do, you're really not needed to serve that function. What function do you serve? Well, most of your customers just don't go online and say, hey, I think I'll look for a new product today to help me in my practice and help my patients. So one of the functions that you continue to serve is to get your products in front of your customers' eyes. But with passing time, the relevancy of that will diminish as well. If for no other reason than because, as studies have shown, healthcare professionals are spending less time with salespeople. Many healthcare providers no longer have the absolute final say on what products they use. It's decided by a committee or it's decided by a contract. So they're not going to be talking to salespeople. So in that regard, as time goes on, you're going to become less relevant. What else do you do? Well, you provide service. Service. When you think about service, do you think of that as a sales role? Well, in healthcare sales and many other lines of sales, it is. But when you think about service, service is really customer service. If somebody needs customer service, if you need customer service, for example, what do? Usually you pick up the phone and you say, hi, I have a problem. I need help. And the company either provides help over the phone or they send you a new product or they send someone out if that's what it takes to solve the problem. Do you need a salesperson for that? No matter how you answer it, The answer really is no. And by salesperson, I mean someone with selling skills who knows how to create influence with someone to get them to buy their product. You don't need a salesperson. You need a customer service person. So here's what I want you to think about. Knowing that the world is changing, knowing that your products and services in the future will probably be decided more and more by IDN and GPO contracts, then how do you stay relevant? I have thought about many, many ways that this can be done, but I'm going to leave you with that question. And here's a clue. The way that you stay relevant as a salesperson is to be able to influence and help the customer in ways that technology currently can help them. And as technology evolves, to be able to do that, how you stay a step ahead to maintain your relevancy such that you provide something that your customer can't live without. You're going to have to think differently on this one, because if you continue to think the way you've always thought and continue to try and do the things that everyone else is doing, guess what's going to happen to you? In time, you will become irrelevant. Don't misunderstand me. You will always need selling skills, relationship skills, and technical skills. And where you may have gotten by without having absolute competence in these skills in the past, you no longer will be able to in the future. That I will promise you. And here is something else that I promise you. In the next couple of weeks, I will be talking about some new ways that you will be able to make sure that you have the right skill sets to carry you into the new selling future of medical sales. What am I talking about? Well, I hope you'll stick around and find out, because it's something you won't want to miss, and it's also something that you will find very convenient and something that so many of you have been asking me for years. The time has come. Thank you for joining me this week on the Medical Sales Guru Podcast. And as you move forward through your medical sales career, let me remind you that nothing, yes, my friends, nothing is ever more important than the patient. Please remember that the patient always comes first. Now go out there and sell something and make a difference. Talk to you soon.